Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu. On today's episode, my colleague Matt is going to share with you all of the resources and opportunities that are available in the media teaching area. Enjoy the show.
The music you just heard and the voice recording you are hearing right now were created using software and hardware in the MTA at the Muse here at Mount Holyoke College. This episode is all about the MTA at the Muse. So, what is the MTA at the Muse anyway? MTA stands for the Media Teaching Area, and the Muse is the space between Dwight Hall and the Emily Williston Library, in which the Saw Center is also located. Essentially, the MTA is a computer and media lab creation that has 11 brand new Mac computers and multiple special use media stations used for creating all types of audiovisual media work. The MTA is a space that is open to all members of the Mount Holyoke community to come and be creative, to work on video editing, music creation, multiple different types of animation, digital illustration, web design, and any other media-specific projects. The MTA can be used by faculty as a teaching space for media projects or a space to meet one-on-one with students who may be working on individual media projects. The MTA has dedicated and knowledgeable student consultants that are in the space to help with any roadblocks that may arise for users. Consultants are on shift Sunday through Thursday, 1 to 9 p.m., and Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. So, what are some of the specific resources that are available for use in the MTA? Every computer in the MTA has individual login, so users can actually log in and store their work for up to 30 days. And if they continue to work on those projects, they will have access to their files for extended periods of time. Each computer has access to the full Adobe Creative Cloud suite, including but not limited to Premiere Pro video editing software. This is one of the leading video editing platforms in the world. Photoshop, which is very popular for all things photo editing and beyond. After Effects, which has a wide range of digital effects and motion graphics capabilities. Adobe Audition, which is a newer product used for audio editing, particularly used heavily by the podcasting community. Illustrator, Character Animator, and multiple other media programs. Adobe Creative Suite is an intensely powerful package of media apps that is a great resource for anyone working in the media sphere. As I mentioned before, there are also multiple special use stations in the MTA that have both hardware and software for specific types of media creation. The Animation Station is an area within the MTA that is designed and designated specifically for stop-motion animation work. It has an overhead animation stand complete with digital XLR camera, lighting, and movable arm used for stop-motion animation. This animation stand is directly connected to one of the computers that is running the DragonFrame stop-motion animation software, which is the industry standard software for stop-motion animation. There is also a sound creation station, an illustration station, and a media transformation station. Of note, the sound creation station is where I am now recording this podcast. These areas all have powerful and specialized hardware and software combinations for creating impactful media projects. So, whether you are a faculty member that wants to design a media-based project, a student that is looking to extend their skills, or a community member that just wants to know more about the creative media possibilities, the MTA is a space that has a wide range of powerful, creative tools and an enthusiastic group of student consultants to help you with them. So, come check out the media teaching area at the Muse.
Hi everyone, Lindsay here with one thing you should know about LITS. Did you know that LITS reports system and software outages as well as status updates on its system status page? To find this page, start at lits.mtholyoke.edu. Scroll down to see our featured resources and click on System Status.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Stephanie, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, the first version of this common computer accessory was made of wood. Can you guess what it is? And the answer is a mouse. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. Do you know who is credited with the first published computer program? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team. See you soon!